Well, Avandia, this is a really an amazing story of a disgusting one of FDA complicity with the drug industry here, GlaxoSmithKline, to approve a drug that really is far too unsafe to be in the marketplace. The FDA's medical reviewer, Dr. Robert Misben, objected to the agency's approval of the drug in an April 2, 1999 memo to his superiors. He identified at that time, before the drug was approved, that he said, there were serious, deleterious long-term effects on the heart from the drug, and he expressed those concerns to his superiors and recommended that the drug not be approved. His criticisms were rejected. In May of 99, FDA approved the drug for marketing and made no reference to the heart risks. Misben was ostracized within the agency. In one interview, he said, "My superiors have said something to me that I have never forgotten, that we have to maintain good relations with the drug companies because they are our customers."
Oh,
the language within the agency. So then in February of 2006, another FDA medical reviewer came public, Dr. Rosemary Johann Ling, strenuously objecting to the FDA allowing the drug to be marketed without warnings to the public about the heart attack risks. And her superiors at FDA told her that they were upset with her because of the recommendation and that they decided to act like her review never happened. Then Congressman Diane Watson from California said that in hearings on Avandia that she had been prescribed the drug by her doctor and she developed a heart murmur. And she attributed that to Avandia in the hearing and asked the FDA commissioner, "How could you allow this drug to be marketed that's so unsafe?" The answers were unacceptable to Congress. Then in May of 2007, a meta-analysis in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that the drug increased the risk of heart attack by 43%. And even this didn't stop FDA from defending the drug. It had an advisory panel with conflicts of interest assembled to review Avandia. And while the panel decided that there was this increased risk of heart attack, they voted to keep the drug on the market anyway. Then in August of 2007, FDA reversed itself under tremendous political pressure from Congress and did what it told Dr. Johann Ling it never would do, which is put a black box warning on Avandia about its heart risks. Then in February of this year, the FDA's Associate Director of Drug Safety, David Graham, it came forward recommending that Avandia be taken off the market because it was too unsafe. Graham said that Avandia caused 500 more heart attacks and 300 more heart failures than its leading competitor. In June of this year, Dr. Graham and his colleagues published a JAMA article on Avandia, evaluating 227,571 elderly patients and comparing Avandia to its leading competitor, which is the Abbott drug Actos. And he concluded that Avandia was associated with an increased risk of stroke, heart failure, and all-cause mortality, and an increased risk of the myocardial infarction, acute myocardial infarction, stroke, heart failure, and all-cause mortality in patients 65 and older. And then in July, under pressure from Graham and from Congress, FDA convened a review panel, an advisory committee meeting on Avandia cardiovascular risks. Everyone was thinking at that point, look, it's too much. There's been so much negative information now that the FDA can't allow this thing to stay on the market. Then on September 23rd, under this administration, FDA refused to remove the drug on the market, and it instead restricted its marketing, but kept new patients on the drug, not recommending that they be taken off, not recommending that doctors tell them to take the drug off.
Was there incompetence here, Jonathan, or is there something else afoot?
There is supreme competence. There's no element of a lack of ability. This is politics, pure and simple. Politics ruling the process. It's proof positive that the drug industry carries enormous sway. When you have all this information, and we're talking about thousands, over 80,000 adverse event reports pouring into the FDA about this drug. 83,000 heart attacks were linked to the drug between 1999 and 2007 within the FDA's own files. And in congressional hearings on this drug, Senate Finance Committee, they had an ongoing inquiry into the drug, and they found that GlaxoSmithKline had withheld studies from the FDA and the public about serious heart attack risks. They found that, they said the totality of the evidence suggests that GSK was aware of the possible cardiac risks many years before the evidence became public, and that GSK had this duty to warn patients but did not do so, and that GSK executives actually intimidated independent physicians focused on strategies to minimize findings that Avandia may increase cardiovascular risk, and sought ways to downplay findings that their rival drug, Actos, might reduce cardiovascular risk. And actually what they ended up finding was that GlaxoSmithKline even was involved in a ghostwriting campaign where it would solicit articles to be written favorable about the drug by physicians and then have them published in medical journals without the journals knowing that the company was behind it.